The northbound lanes of the Pulaski Skyway shut down over the weekend for a 2-year repair project. The closure is prompting a huge push by New Jersey transit officials to prep for what's expected to be 2 years of rough commutes for people who use the route to get into New York City. Back in 2011, a similar closure in Los Angeles caused a huge uproar as drivers braced for what was expected to be a traffic nightmare. The closure was dubbed Carmageddon. Joining us now to talk about that hype is Steve Chiatakis, afternoon news anchor at KCRW in Santa Monica. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Soterius. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. So listen, remind us briefly what Carmageddon was. What was the project that caused it all?
Well, this is a project that's actually been ongoing for several years now on the west side of L.A. This is the 405 freeway, which is a bypass of the 5 freeway in L.A. It is the most heavily traveled corridor in the United States. And they shut down a 3 or 4 mile section of it that goes through this mountain pass between West L.A. and the San Fernando Valley. So they had to take down the Mulholland Bridge that spans this freeway to widen it. So they take down part of the bridge, and they had to close the freeway in order to do it.
And there was a lot of hype, obviously, around this and a big push to warn people what to expect. Did people take the advice? What did people do to prepare?
Oh, my God. Politicians and city leaders told residents to make it a car-light weekend, a car-free weekend, use public transportation, which, as you can imagine, in Los Angeles is foreboding, I believe. They took to radio. They took to television. They had commercials on the radio and TV telling people to be prepared. And in the end, Soterius, it's amazing because people were expecting the worst, and they named it Carmageddon.
Right.
And in the end, it was fine. Nobody used the freeways. I think everyone was so scared. It was almost like an impending earthquake or something. Like something was going to happen in L.A. where people were just like, no, I'm not even leaving the house.
I have to say, I always cringe when I hear the media go into Armageddon or apocalypse mode because I can't help but think that, you know, it's more about, you know, grabbing audience than actually informing people.
Really, you know, you would think that from the outset, but, I mean, if you think about the ramifications, I mean, a major freeway with 300,000-500,000 cars that pass through a day, and we're talking on weekend days as well,
right?
Was shutting down both directions. You couldn't access different areas of town without using a surface street. People were really freaked out about it at first. But again, in the end, people
right.
just stayed home.
So maybe the hyperbole in the end maybe actually helped people, helped get the message out there, and it actually prevented it from happening.
Yeah, I think we as public radio servants, Soterius, that we try not to say, you know, hyperbole works. But in this case, I think the politicians really informed the residents of the area, and it did work.
So, Steve, what advice, you know, as someone who lives where gridlock is part of everyday life, what advice do you have for us preparing for a situation like this here in New York?
Chill out. It's going to be okay.
Such a California answer. Chill
it's
out,
a
man.
Angelino answer. I mean, really, is your trip that important? If it's something, if you have to get to work, then yeah, of course, you need to find an alternate route, find a way around the bridge. But really, if you don't have to go somewhere, don't find a surface street or just shop local, which is what a lot of politicians, a lot of city leaders told us to do in Los Angeles during those two Carmageddon periods.
Well, hopefully people will follow that advice or take mass transit, as a lot of officials are telling people to do. A lot of people have to get into the city to go to work, so it's not a choice. But there should be a lot of different ways to get into the city, hopefully.
I suspect it's different in New York. Obviously, people use cars in L.A. New York is a lot bigger. There are more people. A lot of people work in the city. So, yeah, crossing a bridge. But again, it's something where if you prepare, I think the more preparation that goes into this, the better off you'll be.
Steve Chiatakis is afternoon news anchor at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. And Steve, I can't let you go without acknowledging what's probably a little-known fact about you that you let me in on a few years ago. Your real name is actually Soterius. I think this may have just been the first Soterius on Soterius interview in history, definitely U.S. history.
You know, this is amazing, Soterius, because when I saw, and we're public radio brethren, so we've known each other for a while, and I knew you were over there on the other coast. And I thought, oh, my gosh, we share the same name. This is great. I chose to use my English name. You chose to use your Greek name. Maybe this is a trend. Maybe I should change it.
Why not? Soterius Chiatakis. I like it. Thanks so much, Steve.
Good talking to you, man.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.